ondernemerschap, innovatie, duurzaamheid. Denk vooruit. Durf te doen. Maak het verschil. Dit is New Business Radio. Listen today. Lead tomorrow. Stilstaan is geen optie. Met Marco Maréchal. Dit is Smart Mobility.
Goedemiddag, or good evening. This is a special broadcast from Smart City, Smart Mobility. Having a direct connection with India, which is a little bit later at this moment. Venkat from Arcadis is joining us in this show. So that's great. Welcome, Venkat. It's a big day I saw in the news for India. You got festivities in New Delhi at this moment, 50 years of constitution. I saw a military parade in New Delhi, a lot of CEOs.
It's 77th Republic Day, yeah.
Yes. Looks great. But you're not in New Delhi at this moment, you're in Bangalore.
Yeah, I'm in Bangalore today.
So congratulations. I think a lot of big people are coming.
It's a big day for both India and Europe.
Yeah.
Because we have actually signed the mother of all trade deals, as told by Ursula von der Leyen, that we are signing up the free trade agreement between India and EU.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
that's really a big day.
Yeah. So what's in the agreement?
Yeah, this agreement is actually is about how both countries are actually going to exchange the trade between each other, enhance the trade. So primarily to actually address the tariff challenges that we have.
Yep.
Right. And primarily the cooperation is actually supposed to be between both the industries, especially the automobiles, because India is actually known for its automobile manufacturing and its exports. And also one of our key pillars is about agri. And the agricultural sector is actually booming, and it's one of the key sectors where our exports are actually are predominant. And India is also very known for its pharma and engineering machinery manufacturing. So this is definitely an area where we definitely want to see how we can enhance our exports, but at the same time, we always want to balance the trade between both the regions, so that we also know that there is a lot of potential that Europe also can explore. We can explore the European side of the story as well.
Yeah.
So it's also about the security and defense areas, and also in terms of other strategic areas between the two countries.
Sounds great. It's also about electrification of the automotive industry.
Yes, yes, yes.
Great. So a little bit about yourself for the persons who don't know you. You're working in India, in Bangalore. So tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Yeah.
You're working for a Dutch company, which is good, Arcadis. But maybe you can share a little bit of highlights and projects that you are working on and who you are.
Yeah, I'm basically a traffic and transportation or a mobility professional, and having primarily focusing in Indian market, and have a master's degree in transportation systems engineering from IIT Bombay, and have been in multiple roles. From my early days, I've worked with a tech company, Tata Consultancy Services, then moved on to a consulting enterprise, Wilbur Smith Associates, then to an infra company, GMR Group within India, where I got good experience in working in multiple infrastructure projects, both airports, ports, and also into highways predominantly. Yeah. So, and of course, my main forte has been in using of technology, especially in the intelligent transportation systems domain. And for last more than a decade, I've been spending a lot of my time on designing ITS solutions to actually address the mobility challenges both the cities and our highways are actually facing.
Yes.
So especially on the road safety and congestion problems in urban areas, and also in terms of the social behavioral aspects associated with the road users.
Yep. So when you look high over India as a country, where are you going? What are the main problems that you need to solve, except you're the largest populations in the world at this moment?
Yeah. Population has always been our advantage.
Yeah.
And our strength.
Yeah.
For India. And that's how we are actually attracting and becoming the most powerful markets as well for a lot of global players. Now, coming to the focus that we are actually going through, there are three important areas that we are actually focusing on now. One is the largest being a road safety challenge. We have almost close to about 180 million people losing their lives.
Yes.
On our highways.
Yep.
And second biggest problem is the amount of economic loss that we are actually having due to the inefficiencies in the urban mobility.
Yep.
So the amount of time that our people are professionals are actually losing in commute and congestion, getting stuck in the traffic congestion in urban areas. The third, of course, an important area is about the social inclusivity aspects of mobility.
Yep.
Where we are not being able to address the challenge about how to make every segment of the society inclusive when we design our infrastructure and design our policies and design our facilities associated with mobility. Yeah, that's primarily the focus areas for India. All in all, to be put in one statement, we would also be focusing on the multimodal integrations.
Yes.
Both on the passenger as well as the freight transport. So that has been one of the core focus areas of the government as well in terms of that. All said and done, India has been able to put up its own tech stack. Foundational tech is already available, and with its digital public infrastructure also being progressively put in place, we are looking at how tech can be leveraged for addressing the mobility challenges of today and also tomorrow.
Bestemming bereikt? Of zijn we nog even onderweg? Dit is Smart Mobility met Marco Maréchal.
You live in Bangalore. Can you say anything about what kind of city, for the people who don't know Bangalore? It's in the south of India. What kind of city is it? Is it a small city, a big city?
It's actually called the Silicon Valley of India.
Yep.
So I think it actually houses the maximum number of IT employees.
Yeah.
In the country, and also the highest number of startups are emerging out of this place.
Yep.
And the best part is about its climate, which attracts a lot of people to come.
Yeah.
And work here. The traffic has always been a consistent adjective for Bangalore.
Mm-hmm.
I should say. So traffic and Bangalore have always been synonymous. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, it's a challenge every city is going through.
Yeah.
But Bangalore, it's more pronounced, or I should say, it's more voiced out because of the people who live in the city are more vocal on social media platform.
Yeah.
So the voice gets heard, raised and gets heard on the social media more.
Yeah.
But every other city is actually going through the similar kind of a congestion challenges what we have.
As the other
but
cities.
One thing I should actually say.
Yep.
About Bangalore is it's been very constructively taking this criticism.
Yep.
And trying to see what best can be done.
Yep.
To improve the situations despite the high growth that it's envisaging, despite very abnormal growth rates in the vehicle ownership trends, despite its own challenges associated with the availability of funding and other things, how they can equitably distribute between various schemes, right? So
yeah,
that way I see the leadership as very proactive.
Yeah.
And are actually looking at the potential possibilities as to mitigate how they can actually mitigate the situation.
Yeah. In that day, what kind of projects do you have with Bangalore at this moment?
Yeah, today I think as Arcadis we have implemented the first adaptive traffic signaling system across 1/3 of its junctions.
Mm-hmm.
About 170 precisely are out of total 500 and odd, and that is one project we have completed, and we are looking forward to the second phase deployment. Then second being we have actually put up an AI based platform for predicting the traffic congestion and providing better situational awareness for the traffic police at different levels, both at the ground level and also at a command control center level and at a policy level. So we are attempting, and we have been fairly successful of providing that insight to the authorities from time to time. That's about our Astram platform. And very recently, they have also, on a pilot basis, they have actually given us concurrence to go ahead for deployment of Mobility Digital Twin.
Yep.
Platform as well. And we have demonstrated the early possibilities of that already with some few use cases. And they're excited about the outcomes, and they want to see how this can be rolled out in a big way, where we are actually able to bring in multi-stakeholder engagement and a single source of truth in real time being showcased to the different stakeholders. So these are a few projects that we have in hand in Bangalore especially. And of course, we are also involved in creating the multimodal integration plans for the new metro line that is actually coming up in Bangalore. So the third phase.
Yep.
So yeah, I think these are a few assignments that we are actually constantly engaged with the authorities here in addressing the congestion problem. Yeah.
Sounds nice and thrilling. So when is the new metro coming?
Recently, we had one line being opened up.
Yep.
And the next lines, which is the connection to the electronic city.
Yeah.
So that is already available. And the other two more important lines are under different stages of completion. And we are expecting the end of 26 and early 2027 is what we are actually expecting those phases to be also be completed.
Yeah, because when you were talking about a multi-model trip for India, how does that going to work? I know in Europe how it's going to work, but will it be the same in India?
No, I think let me just put it, we have while every country or every region has its own way, in India we actually have a different kind of a struggle in actually getting these multimodal integrations.
Yes.
Deployed.
Mm-hmm.
So especially when we actually talk of let's take Bangalore or Delhi per se.
Yep.
The multimodal integration is fivefold. One, we are actually trying to see how the public transport to public transport integration is done.
Yep.
So that we are able to connect the first and last mile connectivities are actually provided.
Yep.
We are also, while we know that buses cannot reach to every nook and corner, there are other potential alternatives of active mobility that are also being considered, and electric three-wheeler vehicles are also being explored to have been providing the first and last mile connectivity.
Yes.
And good walk connections are also being explored.
Yeah.
So this is one way, one side of the story. The second is actually about how we can operationally integrate these modes so that people waiting times are actually reduced, and they are actually seamlessly changing the modes one to the other.
Yep.
So while availability is taken care, the second point is focusing on the operational integration so that the operational integration is also provided. Not only the infrastructure integration, but also the operational integration is taken care. The third important point is actually about ensuring the fare integrations are actually done. So that that's going to be a big challenge, but we are actually working on different modes with our UPI being one of the biggest success stories that we have.
Yep.
We are sure we are going to find a quick and easy solution to that aspect as well. The third being the people integration that need to happen, but people being not the end users. End users is the fifth element.
Yeah.
The business integrations, like for example, the private cab operators are actually able to better integrate with the public transport, and so that that their commercial engagements are properly done for better data sharing between the agencies.
Yes.
Because without that, we can't really call that as a true integration. So the last and most important is the user integration.
Mm-hmm.
So ensuring that all types of user segments are actually better integrated with the different modes of their convenience, and ensuring that the inclusivity is taken care with the children, to the aged, to the women, to the disabled or
yep.
differently abled, how we can actually ensure they are better integrated with the whole ecosystem. So I think this is a fivefold scheme that we are actually looking at, but in a phased manner. We
yes, step by step.
Targeting that entire thing is being achieved at one shot, but we are actually, we have working towards creating a multimodal integration maturity framework is being talked about. So I'm, at least I know, because I'm part of a committee which is actually formulating these standards and specifications, and also the maturity model is being defined. So and that becomes the core guidance document for all the enterprises to see how they can work towards achieving a level 5 integration, which we can call it as a gold or diamond standard
yeah.
of multimodal integration. So that's
yeah.
that's the India or Bharat way of looking at integrations.
Yeah. Yes, and also the multimodal transport that you're going to provide. Are there different kind of companies that also that you work with? Because you also have people going to work, so employer-employee pilot in Bangalore.
Pardon?
You also have an employer-employee pilot in Bangalore with Google or other big tech companies for the first and last mile.
Who are actually working towards also making their employee travel commute faster and safer.
Yep.
Through engagement of carpooling
yeah.
and also the use of public transport commute.
Yeah.
And that's being actively considered by the corporates along the Outer Ring Road and Electronic City and Whitefield and those areas for sure. And yes, I think it's not, I cannot say that today it's at its best,
mm-hmm.
but then yes, the movement has actually started of corporate engaging with,
yes.
With this nudge of behavior to bring their private vehicles to work.
So in Bangalore is one of the first pilots. Are there any other cities that are looking at this pilot for the first and last mile, for example?
These are actively considered by different cities.
Okay.
Bangalore has been advancing these things in much more aggressive way.
Yeah.
But definitely these are some things which are actually being explored in other cities as well. It's not that it's happening only in Bangalore. Other cities are also exploring these options.
Okay. Great. Sounds great. So what do you see for the nearby future for India? What's the, you mentioned three pilots at this moment nationwide. What is the nearby future? How do you see the next step?
I think we are at a cusp of a big transformation in the mobility era in India. Not just local city level, not at just regional level, and also at the national level, and where the there is a huge integration happening on the social, the technology, and the public policy, right? So we are actually seeing these three coming together,
mm-hmm.
to transform or define the next phase of mobility that is actually getting redefined in India. So, mm-hmm. I am seeing this as a big possibility for professionals, big possibility and also an opportunity for professionals to come together and be part of this transformation journey, not just the professionals but also to companies to come and be part of this journey as a whole and experience this huge upscaling that is actually going to happen of these innovative solutions.
Because in the end you also need the government and companies like you, like stakeholders, to invest and take it to the next step, from a pilot to more like a scale up and getting bigger and bigger, learning about it. Do you already have some lessons learned of things that you learned within the pilot?
Yes. See, again, I will put this into five key takeaways based on our pilots that we have done, not just in adaptive signaling solutions, not just alone in deployment of CV2X solution, and not limited to our multimodal integration platforms, or let's say the congestion management solutions, AI and big database solutions. So, and also the emergency response for golden hour response platforms that we are also engaged with, addressing the road safety issues, and also the logistic, freight logistic challenges that we are actually trying to address. So these five include, number one, what is important is whatever we try to deploy, it's not just the tech deployment alone. It's important that we design a solution and not just tech platform,
mm-hmm.
because tech platform is only going to enable the whole solution, but the solution needs to take into account all facets of the community as a whole.
Yep.
It needs to take into account the user, it needs to take into account of authorities, it needs to take into account of enterprises who are actually involved, it needs to take into account the climate and other challenges that we actually have. It definitely needs a comprehensive look and at all these aspects before it has actually been deployed. Missing out any element of this is actually going to be retarding the speed at which the solutions can be scaled.
It's going to develop.
Number two, we can't be more hardware intensive. So prima facie, when we deployed the CV2X solution or we experimented with the adaptive signaling solution or an emergency ambulance priority solutions, we realized that we need more frugal solutions rather than cost intensive solutions. So for it to be adopted easily, because funding, finance has always been a scarce resource, while the government has a limited pool of money to be spent. So we need to know how efficiently and effectively this fund gets deployed for a maximum outcome. So our Pareto principle, that 80-20 rule, applies here. How can I use 20% of the funds for an 80% impact?
Right? Yeah.
So that's been a big, second big learning. The third big takeaway is that we need to actually have a operational perspective on all solutions rather than just keeping in view the implementation perspective. So if we lose the operational perspective of any solution, it could be even an infrastructure, it could be a digital platform, or it could be a policy, it definitely needs an operational perspective to be considered. So without that operational perspective, definitely whatever is being designed and implemented is going to again not see the best outcomes being realized.
Okay.
The fourth important thing that takeaway for us has always been to ensure that in the hierarchy of users, let's say, for example, I'm implementing a adaptive traffic signal solution. It's important to make sure that the capability enhancement of the authority side, who are actually going to manage the implementation, should also be considered to be upgraded at the same time as the solution is being planned to be deployed. We can't wait for the solution to be deployed and then think of upgrading the capabilities or scaling up the capabilities of the authorities. So that's very important to have them engaged at the early stage of design and deployment, so that they take ownership of this in operationalizing the whole solution. Last and most important is that the way that you need to ensure you communicate the whole solution or whole policy or whole development is very important, because the narratives have to be rightly created for people to envisage and adopt those solutions and move. Simple example, when we are actually deploying an adaptive traffic signaling solution and where we were implementing new signals, people were complaining about, earlier I was moving without stopping, but now because of your signal being there, I'm forced to wait. Right? That's a mindset. Right? But the end-to-end travel times are actually getting reduced because of the deployment of a control solution that is being deployed. So unless you have them educated on the bigger picture, they are only just going to look at, I'm coming out of my house and there is a junction and I'm getting stopped. And I remember one of the prominent persons was actually telling, earlier I actually had a signal where I have a countdown timer, and then looking at the countdown timer, I'm able to come out of my car and meet and greet if I see somebody at the junction,
friends on the street,
and then come in and then travel back. But with your adaptive signaling, I never know when it's going to turn green. It could turn green immediately also, right? So
don't bail the communities.
They're losing that benefit of meeting and greeting people at junctions.
Yes.
So on a lighter side, I think it's a perspective. It's important that we create a right awareness among its end users.
Yeah.
Right. While capacity and capability to operate it is important, it's also important about to create an awareness about the kind of solution that is being deployed and the end outcomes that they need to be looking at. So I think these are five key lessons that key takeaways that we have learned, and which is important and applicable across, not just on solutions we deployed in Bangalore or elsewhere. But
no.
I'm sure these five key takeaways, especially in India, will always help realizing the outcomes better.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is thanks that you are so honest of sharing the different kind of things that you were thinking about, but also what's going to work, because it's work in progress. It's not like a fixed solution that you can implement it right away. So it's good for the process and also good for the lessons learned, which can also help other cities. You are helping other cities also, so that can be embedded quickly. Because in different kind of cities, you got different kind of problems, and it's grown by learning. So that's great. Yeah.
I think grow by learning and grow by collaborating.
Yes.
I think what is important is not one company alone can address all the challenges.
No.
Not one solution can address all the solutions.
Yeah.
And it's important that everyone has to come together to collaborate, to collaborate together to provide better solutions for the community's prosperity. I think there is, like it was rightly said, that there is enough for everyone's need, but not enough for one man's greed, right? So this is something that a business principle that the industry should adopt to make sure that collaboration is the only way that we can actually make the most out of the opportunity that is available.
Yeah, and it's also, I think a little bit that you also say that it's a little bit to be aware that it's work in progress. So
yeah,
you're going to fail. And with my experience with consortia, most of them, throughout the years, we're getting better, not accusing each other of failing, but taking it to the next third step and just helping each other to take the next step, because you have the end goal, and not saying, well, your company should have done this, 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 this is not working, where you go to fix it. It's not that kind of conversation. It's work in progress, and you do it together with the same goal.
Right.
Smart City Expo India, March to this year. You're going?
Yes.
Good.
I think, it's happening in India, so I have to be. So
yes, you have to be.
it's our show.
In New Delhi.
Yes.
So special plans for this expo from Arcadis? I don't know. Do you have a stand, or are you a spokesperson?
Usually we participate every year, but this year we are actually trying to take a different position on our approach to these conferences.
Yeah.
So we want to be constructively engaged, of course, with the organizers in contributing the best way that we can.
Yeah.
Because we want to be a little bit frugal. And also make sure that at the same time, we want to be impactful as well.
Yep.
So our contribution this time may not be directly showcasing through the booth, but through participation in various panel discussions,
yeah.
or say discussions or keynote presentations.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're looking forward. I'm not very sure how the organizers take this, but that's something that we would like to be engaged in that format.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharing information and knowledge also about the project.
Yes, knowledge. Yes. And we would like to participate in a way that definitely I'm looking at contributing in the form of releasing of some best practices or release of a document on
yep.
Case studies on lessons learned on yep. implementations, and looking forward towards the Indian way of implementing technology solutions. So I think I'm looking at contributions to be coming in those way, rather than putting up a stall and marketing yourselves and myself. Of course, clients will know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it's important to actually share the knowledge
yep.
Across the industry and also the shareholders.
Yeah, I understand. That's great, and I think that's also good to share the different kind of pilots and the lessons learned as we discussed here, but also to learn from other companies, and the government is also usually involved in this and other cities, so it's also a beautiful time to share the different kind of experience with each other.
Yeah.
So that's good. In the final couple of minutes, we talked about the future, we talked about a little bit we talked about the past in the beginning of this interview about the constitution, but there was another topic, and about the present. Do you have any keynotes or things that you want to say, or take it to the next step, or that you're saying well, I'm interested in this or interested in that, or just want to comment on that? What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, I think my final thought to always has been my key takeaway professionally also is about to ensure the focus is always on delivering the outcomes
mm-hmm.
rather than delivering the technology.
Yeah.
Right. So I think as professionals, we are accountable. We should take accountability for outcomes
mm-hmm.
is what I feel strongly.
Yep.
And and we should all strive towards that part. And when outcomes become the pivotal point, processes get redefined, and the collaborations get defined. New type of collaborations get defined.
Yeah.
And the transformations would be generated or created.
Yep.
So that's my key takeaway or one single thought.
Yeah,
For the evening. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. Because also last time I visited the Smart City India as one of the keynote speakers also, and as a panelist, the minister also said we want to be the country who's most innovative. So the government support in those kind of pilots and use yeah. cases and yeah, take it yeah, to yeah. the next step. They endorse it, so that's good to have that one on your side also.
Right.
Great. Thank you for your time. Have a great evening, the rest of the evening. Stay tuned and talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Right. Should I disconnect? There is still some uploading is actually showing.
No, you can disconnect. Yeah. Thank you for your time, Venkat. Okay. We'll talk to each other soon. Okay.
Thank you. See you soon in person in Delhi.
Yes, that will be great. Thank you.
Bestemming bereikt? Of zijn we nog even onderweg? Dit is Smart Mobility met Marco Maréchal.